With GDP pegged at just 2% growth, it could have been a lousy day on Wall Street. It could have been. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 28th day of October. Thanks as always for being with us. In other business news, so this tax the rich proposal, how much would Musk and Bezos have to pay? Is the pandemic buying boom going away? We'll ask Amazon. Oh, but you do love your coffee, don't you? How do we know? Ask Starbucks. A Russian national is in court. Why? Cybercrime. Speaking of court, a white worker was awarded $10 million because he said he was discriminated against. Even with COVID-19 restrictions, Universal Orlando had a bang-up quarter. We've got the Wall Street Report, and hey, what's in a name? You might want to ask Mark Zuckerberg. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you are along for the ride again today. And you want to reach us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. That was not a good start to the day. Data indicated that the U.S. economy grew at an annualized rate of 2% in the third quarter. That reading shows the slowest growth rate since the 2020 recession and was far weaker than expectations of 2.8% and was down significantly from 6.7% increase in the second quarter. Consumer spending has cooled, and pending home sales fell by 2.3% in September compared with August. Now, the bright spot this morning was that new unemployment filings came in at 281,000. That was less than the projected figure of 291,000 new claims. In the end, Wall Street had a good day, and several new records were reached. I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. One of the considerations to pay for the Biden Build Back Better program is to pass a tax adjustment that would target billionaires. But what does that mean, and who would pay? Business Insider is reporting that the plan would capture the untaxed massive stock gains that the richest of the rich have made in the past several years. According to a new analysis, targeting billionaires alone would generate $500 billion, with $275 billion coming from the 10 richest billionaires in the U.S. Economist Gabriel Zucman crunched the numbers and found that Tesla CEO Elon Musk, that's the world's richest person, would see the largest bill of America's 700 or so billionaires, owing up to $50 billion. Meanwhile, Jeff Bezos, the richest in the world after Musk, would owe up to $44 billion. Throughout the pandemic, billionaires have added $2.1 trillion to their collective fortunes, according to an analysis from the Institute for Policy Studies and Americans for Tax Fairness. That, by the way, is a 70% increase, with a good chunk likely currently untaxable. Meanwhile, families that are not billionaires and who make $400,000 a year or less would not see a tax increase, according to the plan offered by the Biden administration. Will it all happen? Well, the early response is that it will not. Why? Well, because, as Senator Joe Manchin indicated, it is way too, quote, punitive for rich people, end quote. So is the buying pandemic over? As we indicated, consumers have tightened their spending, and Bloomberg is reporting that Amazon gave a forecast for holiday sales that fell short of analysts' estimates, signaling the pandemic's boost to online shopping is continuing to fade. The company's revenue and profit missed projections for the third quarter, and Amazon said its costs to negotiate supply chain issues and add employees to deliver goods in the holiday season would cut further into profit. Analysts had expected a profit to hit $141.6 billion for the quarter that ends in December, but the company said it expects revenue to be lower, somewhere between $130 and $140 billion. However, Americans are buying their coffee at Starbucks, and the company reported that sales at same-store locations grew by a whopping 22% in the United States July through September. Meanwhile, sales in China fell by 7%. Earlier this week, McDonald's also reported lower same-store sales in China due to COVID cases and a softening of that economy. The U.S. Department of Justice has said it has extradited a Russian national for cybercrimes. Reuters is reporting that Vladimir Dunyev was a member of a cybercriminal organization that deployed a computer banking trojan and ransomware known as TrickBot. The indictment alleges that beginning in November of 2015 and continuing through August of last year, Dunyev and others stole money, confidential information, damaged computer systems from unsuspecting victims, including individuals, financial institutions, school districts, utility companies, government entities, and private businesses. They allegedly used a network of co-conspirators and freelance computer programmers known as the TrickBot Group to create, deploy, and manage the TrickBot malware, which infected millions of computer systems worldwide. Dunyev was extradited from South Korea on October 20, and he's charged with conspiracy to commit computer fraud, aggravated identity theft, conspiracy to commit wire and bank fraud, conspiracy to commit money laundering, and multiple counts of wire fraud, bank fraud, and aggravated identity theft. Staying with the courts for just a moment, Business Insider is reporting that a white male marketing executive who said he was fired because of his sex and race has been awarded a $10 million judgment by a North Carolina jury. David Duvall was appointed Senior Vice President of Marketing and Communications at the nonprofit health system Novant Health in August of 2013. And then he was abruptly fired and led from the premises on July 30th of 2018. The company then hired a white woman and a black woman in his place, says the complaint, claiming that the change was made for, quote, the express purpose of increasing gender and racial diversity among Novant executives, end quote. In the complaint, attorneys for Duvall said it amounted to discrimination. The North Carolina jury agreed and awarded Duvall $10 million. The jury said Duvall's race, Caucasian, and or his sex, male, was a motivating factor in Novant's health decision to terminate him. The company said it would appeal. COVID Schmovid. The Orlando Sentinel is reporting that Universal Orlando's last quarter was the most profitable ever, despite COVID-related travel restrictions limiting international visitors to the U.S. That according to Comcast executives. Universal Orlando's revenue was not individually reported in the company's earnings call, but NBC Universal's total theme park revenue exceeded $1.4 billion last quarter, adding to the division's more than $3.1 billion in revenue so far this year. Executives did not reveal attendance figures at any of Universal's theme parks during that earnings call. Well, it was a big turnaround day on Wall Street as the Dow tacked on 239 points to close the day at 35,730. The NASDAQ gained 212 points to end the trade at 15,448. And the S&P 500 saw a gain of 44 points to hit 4596. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ boasted record closing levels thanks to gains in Apple and Amazon, while solid results from companies including Caterpillar and Merck helped ease concerns about slowing economic denting profits. After the bell, however, shares of both Amazon and Apple moved sharply lower following the release of quarterly results. Amazon was down 4% in extended trading after forecasting holiday quarter sales below Wall Street expectations. Apple fell more than 3% in late trading after it said supply chain woes cost it $6 billion in sales in the last quarter and that the impact will be even worse in the holiday sales quarter. But during the session, Tesla and Apple both boosted the NASDAQ and the S&P 500. Of the 244 S&P 500 companies that had reported by this morning, 82% had beaten estimates. However, eBay shares, well, they finished down 6.8% after the e-commerce firm forecast downbeat holiday quarter revenue. And finally, there is this. What's in a name? Maybe a chance to duck the slings and arrows that have been coming toward Facebook? Facebook has renamed itself Meta. M-E-T-A, if you're wanting to know the spelling. The move was teased in recent days as the social media company has been mired in controversies swirling around its business practices. CEO Mark Zuckerberg revealed the company name change in the social media giant's annual developer forum, Facebook Connect. This is what he said, quote, "The metaverse is the next frontier. From now on, we're going to be metaverse first, not Facebook first," end quote. The move signals a monumental shift in the brand's storied almost 17-year history to what is being called an emerging computing platform focused on virtual reality. Now you know. It's Meta. Meta. Okay. That's a wrap. Thanks so very much for joining us for the Business News Headlines. We do this every day for all of us that put this together. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.